Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever, but you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together, I'm trying to keep shit together, trying to keep. Somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me, we only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together.
Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. It's Friday, Freaky Friday, May 13th, 2022. I literally just sat down. I just got in the house maybe 20 minutes ago, and I had to run around and turn all these laptops on and make sure the phones and the mics and everything was right. I mean, how many people agree with me? It just ain't enough. It ain't enough minutes in the day. It just ain't enough time. But we have to press on. I look forward to this show. I really do every Friday. I don't want to move the time. I love the time. 8 o'clock, that's the perfect time. 8 o'clock to 10, everybody. It's early, so if you're going out, you still have time to listen to the show. If you're staying in, I mean, you have enough time to kick back after work, kick your shoes off, get something to drink, smoke, or whatever you do, and you still got time to tune in to the show. I want to start off by saying, for the people on the phone lines, if you want to make a comment or if you want to give a shout out or anything you want to say, you want to go live, you have to press 1. That's the only way I'll know you on the line. If you don't press 1, I won't know you there. The people on that clicked on the links, Unfortunately, you can't go live, but you will be able to hear the whole show from the link. And some people might be having trouble calling in. Certain phone companies don't allow you to call in. But if you got a house phone, perfect connection. Or house phone, landline, whatever, you get a good connection of the show. Now, I always like to start my show off is what I tell people. I introduce myself as the relationship guru, the wise and civilized, the Mr. F Love, the Asiatic with the static, the trendsetter, never been a trend sweater, the trendsetter. I like to introduce, I always like to start off my show like that. Everybody know we based in Paterson, New Jersey. That's the home, that's the Bay home base of the show, Paterson, New Jersey. A lot of crazy things going on out here, but we're going to get it together soon. We save the youth. What's that saying? They say it takes a village to raise a family or something like that. But today, okay, I'm getting, all right, hold on 1 second. Let me, I'm on a 4-shot minimum tonight, so I'm getting ready to take my first shot of Tito's. I'm on a 4-shot minimum tonight. Because I got to get up early in the morning and go fishing if everybody shows up. We'll see. If not, I don't know what I'll do. I'm just talking. Oh, man. Okay, that was good. How many of people heard about Kevin Samuels passing away? Now, what's kind of strange? Well, it's not really strange, but a lot of people really don't know who the man was. And I guess it's the people that know about him are people who, like, surf the internet. Or, you know, people who usually on the internet, I mean, you heard of Kevin Samuels. I don't really know what you would call his title. But I know he bashed women, black women, pretty hard. Some people say it was positive criticism. Some people say that was his way of uplifting you. Some people say he was just too arrogant. And when the man died, like, about 4 or 5 days ago, the internet went crazy with negative comments. I mean, like, the black women was partying. They were celebrating that this man died the way he used to bash black women, Kevin Samuels. Me, I'm teeter-totting on whether I'm a fan or what am I. You know, I listen to a lot of his podcasts. Some of the things he said made sense, and some of them were kind of harsh and disrespectful. But the man went viral all the time. The man he put 10 years in on the internet, and he became famous on the social media. And they say he died from this. Allegedly, he died from taking the pills in the gas station that give you erection, rhinos, imperials, and drinking Red Bull, mixing Red Bull with the penis erection pills. I don't know which one, but that's what they say. That's what they say how he died. They also say he died broke. He had $1,000 in the bank for a man who portrayed to have much, much more, know much, much more, and be doing much more. I heard his family is trying to collect money to bury him. I don't know how true that is. That's allegedly, too. Everything is allegedly. We don't want to get sued. I hope it's some people out there who heard about him. we might be able to get a pretty good discussion on his death. Kevin Samuels dead at, I believe, 56 or 54. Is he gone? Is he forgotten? Or is he gone but not forgotten? And then we have another topic. The second we're going to discuss for today is abortion rights. Now, I chose that one myself. Usually most of the topics are sent in by my listeners, but this is one I chose myself because every time I got in my car, I don't just listen to, like, FM 97.1, 105.1, 107.5 WBLS. I listen to that. When I get in my car, I listen to, like, 1010 News. I listen to a lot of AM channels because I want to keep up with the current events. I want to know what the hell is going on in the world. Everybody know what 1010. You give us 10 minutes, we'll give you the world. Everybody heard that before. So I'm an AM person. I like to listen to the news, and I like to find out what's going on. Yeah, just like I heard this morning, now they have a new COVID pill out. How many people heard about that? Pill that you could take when you first find out you get COVID. If you go to the doctor, you go to the hospital, now they have a pill you could take. Then when you first find out you got the COVID, if you go to the doctor and you catch it right in the beginning and you take the pill, you're supposed to be good. This shit is crazy. I'm not making it up. It's true. They actually got a pill for the COVID now. Next, they'll be telling you to take it every day or two times a day or three times a day, or this shit ain't gonna never stop. And actually, the numbers are rising. The school teachers are wearing masks again. Home health workers, I heard they wearing masks, or they getting ready to be mandated to wear masks again. I don't know. Everybody just stay safe out there. That's the best thing that we all could do. Like I said, if you're on the phone lines, press 1. That's the only way I'm going to know you there. And, okay, abortion rights. That's the topic I said I picked. Is it the mother's choice, the father's choice, or is it the government's choice? I want to talk about that tonight. I had some people that were supposed to call in. I don't see the numbers yet. And last but not least, relationships. My favorite. That's my favorite right there. Relationships. Relationships, yay or nay. What is going on with relationships today? I mean, what's really going on? I'm really trying to figure out, like, You got people that have been together for 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 years and this person is cheating on that person, and this person is stealing from that person, and I'm just with him because he paid the bills, and I'm just with her because, you know, she works, she got a good job. And I mean, what happened to the values? What happened to the real meaning of relationships? I mean, I can't tell you. That's one answer I can't tell you. Maybe somebody could help me out and tell me. It's like 8:14 or 8:15. I got to call a couple of people because they phones can't call the radio show. But in the meantime, I want people who are not familiar with Kevin Samuels, I want to play a clip from his show so you could get like a little idea of who the man was. Now, I tell you too, he is very arrogant, he is very outspoken, and he can be very disrespectful. But I tell you one thing, the ladies kept calling in every day, nonstop. They didn't stop. The ladies love calling in. But let's hear, let's see how this sounds. This is Kevin Samuels. Rest in peace, gone but not forgotten.
Hey man, you think you're going to make him wait until marriage? How do you think that's a
sweetheart, I'm going to say like this. My cookies is worth the wait.
Well, first off, check this, sweet. I just know your cookies ain't worth the wait because you ain't made nobody wait. You got two kids without a marriage.
Shut the fuck up, Ronnie, love. I've been wanting to say that for a minute. Shut up. I and men like myself absolutely don't care what your swole up ass has to say about it. But yet you still find a way to get your big swole ass up here, you have an attitude problem about something. Seek help and...
She ain't trust you. Honestly, you made yourself. I'm feeling much pain. Yeah, let's get back to reality.
No, I'm in reality.
No, no, you're not in reality.
You're not in reality.
If you're going to be a 10, we can end this. Because that's not reality. You're not a supermodel.
So what are you betting?
You're not, okay, man. Check your attitude. Let me just go ahead and say this. This bullshit that's running around with black women, they call yourself a 10, never say on this. That is some of the most destructive psychobabble going on a scale from 1 to 10. How tall are you?
5'10".
5'10". How much do you weigh?
I weigh about
2 what?
Depending on the day, between 280 to 285.
So you're a fat fuck.
Yeah.
So if you think a 5'10", almost 300-pound dude, how much money you make?
Like 482
weeks. Oh, so you make 482 weeks. So you make 800 a month. You make less than $10,000. Okay.
But how many 20-year-olds would have?
Hold on. Dude, I was a 20-year-old and I was making far more money than that. In the '80s, a minimum wage was $3.35 an ounce. So I need to hear it.
Hello.
You got a big dick?
Huh?
You have a big dick?
I mean, it's above average. I ain't no Ron
Jeremy. No. I asked you if you had a big dick. I said it was above average.
I don't know what that is.
Nigga, you know if you got a big dick or not. Stop the bullshit. Every dude know whether or not he got a big dick. I know I got a big dick. You don't know?
I mean...
You don't have a big dick. That's the point. You don't have a big dick. You don't have a big wallet. You're a fat dude.
Oh, that's just... that's a little bit of Kevin Samuels, yeah. I just wanted to give you an idea of how that's how his show goes. He goes on there and he just lays into people's ass. And people continue to call him for advice. And he passed away. Now he's gone. But he left a legacy. He sure did. I don't think it'd be anybody really to follow what he really did. So what I gotta do right now, I gotta call a couple of people who wanted to listen to the show. So what I wanna do right now, I'm gonna play a song. And then we'll be right back. We'll start the show off as soon as I get right back. Just bear with me for a minute. I usually don't play too many songs, but I'm gonna play a song. You might hear some phone ringing. I'm gonna call a couple of people to the show who wanted to listen to the show who are not able to call in. So bear with me. We'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Right after this song. Peace.
Shout out, Young Swish.
Baby, you know that I you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head before you get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rush it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and save, save a win. Nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie and lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. Don't forget, if you're on the phone lines and you want to make a comment, you have to press 1. I see a couple of people out there pressing 1. Just bear with me. We had a slow start this evening. I have a caller on that wanted to speak about relationships. So we're gonna jump start this thing. 4785.
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
All right, and you?
All right. I know you wanted to you said the topic about relationships you wanted to touch on.
Well, first I wanted to touch on the topic about abortion. Roe versus Wade.
Okay.
I'm up in age, and ever since I've been on this earth, they always talk about Roe versus Wade, and they want to stop women from having abortions. And it's mostly men anyway that comes up with that decision that they don't want women to have abortions. But people really need to start thinking about, it's really a woman's decision, but she can ask a man how he feel about it if she wants. But really, the woman has to go through all of that circumstance when she get pregnant, as far as getting to the point of deciding that she no longer wants the pregnancy, how many weeks she is, what she got to go through to have the abortion, the thoughts you have to have during, after, and as life go on. Men really should stop staying out of it, because it's really about our bodies. We never talk about a guy body, but they they need to stop having on their body, but, you know, they always want to tell us about us. And another thought, I may be wrong, but if you ever went into an abortion clinic, it's more white people than it is people of color. So really, it's the people in the White House is more trying to stop the white women from having abortions, so that their dominant race could still be here on the earth, because they really don't care about people of color having babies. That's pretty well my thought on Roe versus Wade. I'm really sick and tired of hearing about it, because insurance, if you're paying into it and it's coming out of your check, what does it matter what you want to do with your body if the doctor is supposed to take care of you? That's why you go to the doctor. That's why you pay for insurance. Also about, I'm sorry, what did you say about relationships?
It was just like an open forum. Like, I just was really trying to get to the point of, like, what the hell is really wrong with relationships nowadays? Because it's like kind of like a what's the word I'm looking for? A facade, or
okay.
It looks good on the outside, but then it's not good on the inside.
Oh, it's like an Eminem.
Huh?
It's almost like an Eminem.
Yeah.
On the outside, it melts on the inside.
Yeah. I'm just trying to speak on it. Far as is relationship still really worth it?
Yeah, relationships, first of all, relationship is a gift, and everybody don't get a relationship, but relationships are different in every decade. Like, when our parents was young, it was love, but also it was the need that a woman couldn't work. So she needed someone to be able to take care of her, because women wasn't allowed to work, and they had to stay home. So a lot of women married for the man to be able to take care of them, because they knew they couldn't really get a job. There wasn't really jobs out there for women. Basically, when my age group came around, it was for love also, but it was also, you know, mostly all your friends or your, you know, your peers, they got married after they graduated. So people just headed off to the altar and got married, didn't realize what really a relationship was. Far as my daughter age now, when her age group in the 40s decided to get married, pretty well you get tired of dating, or wondering if you're going to be able to date, or looking for somebody. So people, you know, they get married so that's one thing they can just move on with their life and don't worry about, because it's hard. It's hard dating. It's hard looking for a significant other in your life. The young people, like my granddaughter age, in the 20s, it's a lot of people that go to college, so they making more money, and jobs are offering more money to younger people. So basically, I think both male and female feel that they can really take care of themselves because they're making enough of money. So they don't really take relationships seriously, because they feel that they really, you know, it's just really for to be with somebody, but it's not really to build anything together. It's just really what I want and what they want. But it should be I always say it's for the, I think a relationship is for not to make you, it's not to make you a better person, because that's on you, but I think it's for the build up the part of you and of the person, because The last person I got married to, I told him, I said, your parents didn't know how to be, you know, in a relationship, and my parents didn't. And let's make our own rules and make our own thing to make our marriage work. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't try to be like our parents. Bring in what we feel that we need to make what's going to be better for us. And I felt that every day of your life, whatever you want to do in life, you have to work on it every day. That's if you want to be a mom, you want to be a wife, you want to be a husband, you want to be a good person on your job, you know, you want to be a millionaire, whatever you is, you can't let that defeat you by saying, oh, okay, I'm here, so I ain't got to do nothing. I think you got to, I think everything you do, you got to work on it every day. It's like you go to the gym, right, every day?
I used to.
Yeah, but you went every day, or you went whenever you need to go, because you wanted your body to be a certain way.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't just not, you can't say, well, I'm going to go once a week, and then my body going to be all right. It's a thing that you have to continue work on all over, like the gym, what you eat, the lifestyle, what you put, you know, put in your body, keeping up with your, you know, your physical and health ways with the doctor. And I think that's the same thing with marriage and relationship. It's like people want a big wedding and pay $50,000, and they want to – I don't even really hear people going on honeymoons, but they want to go on a honeymoon. Then when they come home, then it's all over. The big thing is over, and then it's you two together, and then – you think that everything's supposed to work out okay, but things don't work out like that. You have to, it's something you got to work on, but I think that you should know before you say, I do, because ministers charge you to marry you. Some of them give you classes that to find out, for you to find out about each other, but most of the time, ministers, you just pay them, they tell you, okay, you're man and wife. You're happy for that day. You're happy when you come back from honeymoon or whatever. And then you start seeing the person for their true self, and then you start saying, oh, this is not what I paid into, or this is, you know, I don't know if this is going to work, or I don't think he care about me the way I do, or, you know, he's not helping me like he should. There's a lot of things we start asking ourselves when we should have did it when we first start talking to each other. Like, you're supposed to know who you with when you first meet them. You know, it's not about sex. It's about what do you know about that person if you're going to carry into a relationship to make it better. I think we take it for granted that we with somebody, and then we just move on and say, well, he's my nigga, this is my girl, or he's my man, and then we move on with that, not thinking about, is this person bringing me to where I need to be, or am I taking him to where he needs to be? Because we should still help each other, like you said about last week. If he's down low, let's pick him up. If she's down low, let me pick her up. You know what I mean? That's what we should do. That's my thought on
you. No, I mean, yeah, you talk good. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but Sometimes talking about it, talking the talk, and walking the walk is like two totally different things, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta be like you could talk the talk, like people could talk like so much about like what relationships are supposed to be and stuff like that, but then when they get in a relationship, it's a whole different thing, because like. Take, for instance, when you're in a relationship, it's like you meeting a whole different person with a whole different upbringing, and a lot of things that you might, how you might be thinking, all that might go out the window, because now both of you gotta, you know, learn to know each other, love each other. What I mean is that, like, for me, I think relationships is hard, because I'm not really sure that everybody wanna do what they supposed to do to make it work. A lot of people, I think, they get into relationships for certain reasons other than love. I don't believe in love. I'm just saying that because everybody do. But I'm just not. It's sort of like a police officer. You know, when you see a police officer beating the hell out of somebody on TV, and then you wonder, what brought that cop to that point? How did he get to the point where he could, he got hired, or he came on the force to serve and protect? I mean, and that's what he wanted to do. But now you see him on TV and he choking somebody to death, or he got his knee on somebody's neck, or he's beating somebody to death. Like, how did he get to that point? How did he get there? I'm just trying to make that as an example, like with couples, like when two people meet and then they madly in love and stuff like that, and then they start to grow apart until where, like, it might get real ugly or whatever, and then you try to figure out, like, how did it really get there?
You know, I've talked on your show before, but I've been married twice. I lived with somebody once, and, you know, I was in a relationship before I got married also. So majority of my life, I've been with somebody in a relationship. And I'm not saying that they were all bad, because I got my things about me also. But each one that I was with in a different age, at a different time in my life, I still wanted it to work. You know what I mean? Like, I still wanted it to be all that it could be. But I always felt that I gave a bigger percentage than they were willing to give. And no matter how much I waited for them to catch up to what I wanted our relationship and our family to be, they just never wanted to get to that point. Now, I'm not going to say that about love. I'm just going to say that a person got to care about themselves. First of all, you got to love yourself to be able to love somebody else. And then you got to be able to share so you could show that person that you're going to go out for them as much as you're going to go for yourself. You know what I mean? Like people always say, don't you got to give a person as much as that you want a person to give you. But with the people that I was with, I always felt that they were happy always the way the relationship was. They never wanted it no better than what it already was that they seen it. And I felt that was the sad part, because it's never enough. And I don't mean material things. I mean, it's never enough to just where you at and never move forward. You know what I mean? Like, just be happy, like, oh, we in a one-bedroom apartment and we got three kids and we ain't got no car, or we got a piece of car, or, you know, I'm not making enough of money, but I'm not going to go try to make more money. It should never be like that. You should want the best for each other. You know what I mean? That's what you should want. You should want the best for each other. But people just want to stay in a relationship and talk about the other person, but don't never want to move forward to making it better. Because, I don't know, I just hear so many people always talking about they mate. And I'm like, we live in a time now, and you might agree with me or not, but we live now in a time that you don't have to be with nobody that's not doing what they're supposed to do. Or, you know what I mean, or on both sides, right? I'm not saying there's a lot of fish in the sea, but if you got to be not happy for the one life that God gave you down here on this earth, and you want to put up with nonsense and whining and wanting something to happen with a person, and it don't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to tell you, the age I am now, I'm not mad at what happened, but I'm just saying that I just spent too much time in relationships. And, like, I've been, like, single for 6 years. And let me tell you, I'm the happiest I ever been. Like, I've accumulated and did more by my damn self than I did with any guy I ever been with. And I feel that's very sad, because if you're made to be as a couple and a mate to each other, why is it that by yourself you should get more than when you're with somebody? You're supposed to be able to get better when you're together as a couple or as a team. But I don't, you know, like, I don't understand it. But I still believe in love. I still believe in a relationship, and maybe one day I'll be blessed with somebody that God has truly given me that would equal up to the things that I desire. And if I don't, I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm good. But I'm not like you. I still believe in love, because like I said, God is love, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear about God. No. But hell God is love, and you and love got to be a part of everything in life. Like, so. No. To me, it's a little four-letter word, but hate is too. So I'd rather love than hate.
You a black woman, right?
Yes.
Over 60.
Over 60.
I it's just one thing that kills me, like, that I can't understand, like, and it eats away at me, like, for older black women, 50, 40, 50, 60. I just got to know, why are black women so fucking angry? Why are they so angry? Why are they so bossy? Why are they so mean? Why do they feel like that they could get in a relationship with a man and boss him around and tell him what to do? It's just some shit. I don't know if you're aware of it,
mm-hmm.
or whoever people listening is aware of it, but see, I'm a man, so I'm on the receiving end. And it's a lot of older black women out here. And I'm black, so I'm just talking about blacks. I'm not talking about white, Spanish, whatever. We talking about black women right now. Why are black women so mean? Why do they feel like in relationships, it's all about revenge and like, how did they get to that point? Because, see, you sound sweet and kind on the phone right now. You sound nice and humble and sweet, sincere and kind. You know what I mean? So
but
maybe
I'm
you don't know
you,
about it, but do you got an answer for that?
But I'm going to tell you, I get so tired of hearing that we so angry, you know what I mean? But the thing is, we're not really angry. The thing is that, and I hate to have to bring other race in it because you said you didn't want to, but I'm going to bring it in there. See, white men, they know how to treat a woman, most of them, not everybody, because they grew up being taught how to treat their mother and their sister and stuff. Spanish people, you see them all the time. They always out with their mate. You know, you see them as a family. All of them, when they go together, all of them go together. But black men, from the start, even when they're young, all they want to do is be with their friends. And then they want to be with their woman when they want to be with their woman. And then they want to come home, and then they don't want to do nothing with their woman. You know what I mean? They do all that to get you, and then when they get you, then they don't want to do nothing with you afterwards. Then they be like, oh, well, you're gaining weight. Well, yeah, I'm gaining weight because we ain't doing nothing that we did when we was going out. You know what I'm saying? But we're not angry. We just tired of being put in second in life. Like, why we got to tell you what to do? Like, why we got to come home and do everything in the house and then y'all just sit there? Or why when it's why can't we come home and maybe you cook? Or maybe the house is clean? or maybe you did something with the kids that we could go and relax and chill. You know what I'm saying? We're not angry. It's just that it gets we're full with not being paid attention to. You know what I'm saying? Because if you notice now, a lot of black men are marrying or getting with white women, and a lot of black women are getting with white men. You know what I'm saying? But we still who we are. We just decided that we wanted to go to another flavor, which deep down we're still the same person. Like if we're angry, we're still angry with a white person, with a trans person. It don't matter because whatever it is, it starts in the home. I have four brothers. I was the only girl. I'm the only one that did everything in the house. I'm the only one out of four brothers. I took the garbage out. I had to clean. I had to cook. I had to help my mother. Every time, I'm the one always had to go to church with her. I did everything. My brothers did anything they wanted to do while they was growing up. You know what I'm saying? So now when they got with women, of course they didn't want to do nothing or know how to do nothing because they didn't do it when they was growing up. So that's why a lot of black women are angry because they didn't do nothing growing up, don't want to do nothing when they grow up. You know what I mean? And they expect that their wife supposed to do the same thing their mother allowed them to do, but that's not how things roll. You gotta work on it. You know what I mean? You gotta work on it. And like even me, I tell my I have a son. I tell him, I said, look, when you get with somebody, you have to do the things that a mother asks you to do because it's going to make your relationship better. You know what I mean? A woman wants you to be better in a relationship. That means not a punk, just equal. Like I was telling you before, be considerate. Maybe you should cook. Maybe you should help her clean. Maybe you should help with the kids. You know what I mean? Maybe do the extra and go get a part-time job so that you could take your kids or her or whatever on the trip. You know, do the extra stuff so we won't be so angry. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm making a point, but that's just how I feel.
Nah, you're making a valid point.
That's my opinion. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you, for example, my first husband was an alcoholic. I tell everybody that. Now, I had two kids. He didn't want to pull the weight, so what I did, I worked four jobs to take care of my kids, take care of the house, and be able to take my kids and let them have a good time that they couldn't say, oh, we don't do anything. No, I made extra money so we could do extra stuff. But no matter how hard I worked to make the family better, the more and more he pulled back because he didn't want to make the family better because he only cared about himself. You know what I'm saying? So I was angry, but I was angry because the kids didn't deserve it. Not about me. I could do what I wanted to. My kids didn't deserve not to be able to have everything that anybody else had. You know what I mean? Don't grow up, be a man or a woman, and then you want to have a good time when you got kids. You know what I mean? All that playing around stuff is over because it's about taking care of your responsibility. And people just don't want to be responsible with kids or without kids. It's all about me. And sometimes you gotta think about other people.
That's true. Stay with me 1 minute. Hold down 1 second.
All right.
Stay with me. 3282.
What's happening, Brother Jay? What's going on?
What's the deal?
Well, not much. Hey, what the lady said was very true. I can 100% agree with her because as men now, we have fallen short on our responsibility because if we handle our business the way a man is supposed to, okay, then I think things will be better between black men and black women. So, you know, a lot of that falls on men, too. You know, you just can't look at one side. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are black women angry? Because I guess they're sick and tired of being sick and tired of what the sister was saying. You know what I'm saying? And she got a valid point. Like, look, I'm 65 now. I look back on things I did when I was raising my son. I could have been there more for my son, but at least I was there with him. He knew who his father was. You got some kids out here don't even know who their daddy is. Your kids know who you are. You understand what I'm saying? Now, what we did in between knowing them, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a different subject. But at least our children, Jay, and you know what I'm saying, from what I hear you say, because I only got one son. In other words, he could pick me out of a crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of kids walk right by their father. We didn't know that was their father unless the mother's in. They go, yeah, no good mother and father. You know what I'm saying? But you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But the lady right, though. I mean, a lot of it falls on us. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, being younger, you know, so I can speak for myself, you know, wanting to get with this woman, that woman, that one, but I just didn't. I dodged the bullet. I only got one child. I know you got about, what, how many you got? Jay, five?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I got eight.
Eight kids. See, you didn't dodge the bullet. See what I'm saying? Shotgun blast came your way. A little 22 pellet came my way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but like I said, man, hey, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, it basically it's just called stepping up to the plate. And she was talking about white men. See, white men, too, because there's economic disparity in this country, Jay. You know, for every dollar a black family makes, if the family's intact, a white family makes $10. So until we even the playing field with that, too, you know. And then, like she said, she held four jobs down. After a while, a woman gonna get tired of that, man. I don't care how much love you got and how big your Johnson is, okay? I mean, after a while, a woman gonna get sick and tired of sick and tired, okay? So, I mean, like I said, you know, a lot is falling on us, and that goes a lot as Jay, you know, because you know, coming on the podcast goes back to slavery, you know what I'm saying? And the dumb down of the image of the black male. You know, I remember Obama one time was making a point, even though I ain't no great big fan of Obama. I got my reasons. But, you know, remember one time he said something and somebody pictured him, they said, oh, angry black man. Now, this will be the president of the United States. And don't nobody come as passive as Obama now. It wasn't like having Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan or somebody in the White House or Jim Kelly, you know what I'm saying? But they labeled him like that. You know, that's the image we have in this country because the media portrays us in such a light. So, hey, kudos to that sister. She's on point with that. You know, black men need to step up more. And I'm sure, hey, Jay, once we lead by example, doing the right thing, I'm sure a lot of sisters will say, wait a minute, I ain't with that jungle fever thing. My black man is standing tall now. You know what I'm saying? But, see, we still fighting a good fight on different battlefields with a lot of things. Unemployment. You understand what I'm saying? Getting ourselves together, you know, as a culture, you know. And most of all, Jay, like I said, back to slavery. We don't support one another. What you always call for on your podcast? Support you. You understand what I'm saying? How many people are actually just saying, okay, Jay, I'm going to support you. You're giving some good information. All right? You always ask people to support, and that's our problem as a culture. We don't support each other. We mistrust each other. Like you said, that crabs in the barrel mentality. You see a brother
something. Right.
Get over the top, and then here come another crab, just pull his little claw up there and pull him down. We got to stop that, man. We messed up as a people mentally, man, what they call post-traumatic slavery syndrome, okay? We got to stop that, man. And the only way, and I'm going to tell you right now, and to you young people out there, listen, I'm an OG, okay? I'm a five-star general, and so is Jay, because we can rate generations. We done lived long enough. We're in your daddy's shoes now. We old enough to be grandfathers, all right? I got nieces, I got great nieces and great grandkids, okay? So the only thing I'm saying is that we looking back, y'all got to step up. It's not about just you. You got to start learning to be collective, because when we grew up, we had that village thing, Jay. You know, you walk down the street, you so be in school, and if Miss So and So saw you, she'd be like, hey, excuse me, come here, little junior. Aren't you supposed to be in school? What are you doing? Oh, I got to go to, okay, well, I'm going to ask your mother, did you have a doctor's appointment? And your mother would get that call, okay? There's no more of that. There's no more of that, man, you know? Once we adopt certain things that should never have left our communities, man, we'll be a whole lot better, Jay. You know, I was just talking to some people about that earlier tonight, you know, some old, you know. But like I said, I don't want to hold the whole thing up, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's You make a lot of sense. But you single, right?
Yes, sir. And I'm like the lady out there. I'm going to tell you, man, listen, you, look, all the different girlfriends I had and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I don't, listen, sometimes you have a better time by yourself, all right? And you know, Jay, I know a lot of people, you know a lot of people, but sometimes solitude and sanctuary, man, is a wonderful thing for peace of mind, for your heart. You have less stress. You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, man, I try to, you know, give people the little bit of pearls of wisdom that I've attained over 65 years. You know what I'm saying? We sit down and we talk. We rap a taste, you know? And then when we talk, you know what I'm saying? Like I tell people, look, I'm gonna give you the same advice I would give a sibling, a son, or a daughter. Because at our point now, I mean, come on now. If you're in your 50s, your 60s, even your 40s, all right, common sense. Why are you going to lie to a person? If you're in a position to help somebody, help them, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to screw over the person, because that's not what it's all about, man. You get prosperity from the Most High when you do the right thing.
So what about marriage over 60, Forrest?
Well, hey, nothing wrong with that. If you find somebody, sometimes people find the right person later in life. They could find somebody early and have that little, you know, that little time when, like the lady was saying, where it might have been a separation, then you might find somebody later on in life. You may not find somebody later on in life, so it don't matter.
You
got to learn how to love your life.
You never been married? You never been married?
No. Nah.
And how old are
technically
you?
Technically, no. 65.
Huh?
65.
So, I mean,
and happy with
speaking,
life, Jay.
Honestly speaking, doesn't that bother you just a little bit?
Well, you know what? It doesn't bother me, but every now and then, you know, it runs across the windmills of my mind. I say, you know what? Would I have been maybe better off? Would I like to be married? Now, I'm going to answer that honestly, like you said, because I ain't got no reason to lie. Like you say on your podcast, I don't lie. There's no need for me to lie. Not at 65. I'm going to start lying at 65. Now, I ain't gonna tell no lie, no. When you was young and you was talking to a young lady, you told me you own things you didn't own, trying to make an impression, you know, but then again, that's when you're younger. But as far as that's concerned, that would be nice, because as the older you get, the more stable you are. And if you can find somebody to share time with, that's beautiful. But see, that's where, Jay, you know, meditation and first of all, Jay, love of self. When you love yourself, not when you're narcissistic or you're an ego person, I mean a level-headed type of person. If you love yourself, you can live with yourself for the rest of your life without no problem. And hey, listen, I can go from now so it's time for me to go, man, with no problem. Because I love me, man.
Hey, you heard it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know me. I've been married twice.
Right.
I could have did without it probably twice, too.
Well, hey, it was an experience, but, man. No regrets, man.
Nah, I'm not a person that, like, if I've been in a relationship with somebody 5 years or 7 years or 2 years, I've never been a person to say, oh, I wasted 8 years or I wasted 2 years. Like, no, everything with me, it's always been like a learning experience.
Hey,
and
a lot of people say that, though.
Most of the
a lot
time
of people
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. But see,
you know,
Jay,
I mean,
how many times you heard
spent together?
Yeah, but how many times you heard a person say they wasted? You wasted 5 years in my life. You wasted 2 years
in
my life.
I don't say
I've
that
heard,
though.
Yeah, I don't say either. I had a couple ladies say that to me though.
Oh, ladies, yeah, they'll throw that at you in a minute.
Quick.
You wasted the best
Quick.
Years of my life, or you
yeah,
wasted eight.
But,
I wasted 5 years or 8 years or. Yeah, I don't really talk like that.
Well, you know what? It depends on how they caught you, all right? Because sometimes they catch you cheating, they give you a chance, you cheat again, and they try to hang in there with you because you got a lot of women that feel like the man will change, and that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? Then they have a right to say that to a degree because he did waste their time. If you ain't gonna treat her right, you know you got a good woman, step off. I had a couple of good women, and I was a dog, and I treated them wrong. So they were right. If they had every right, I could think of three girls right now I used to go with in the past. If they said that, I'd be like, you're 100% correct.
And now you and that you 65 and never been married. I hope
yeah.
you get married though. I'm hoping. Well,
why
you
say that?
I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for
you.
Why
you say that? Well, if it's meant to be,
because
you know, it's going to happen.
I mean, you seem like a good candidate for a good husband.
Oh, of course I do. But like I said, I'm laid back now. I ain't 25, I ain't 35, I ain't 45 no more. I'm relaxed. If a woman is looking at the same thing mentally, oh yeah, we'll make a nice couple, of course.
You gonna open car doors?
Oh, I don't have no problem with that. She like that, I'll do that. Anything to keep the woman
with
it run.
You gonna walk
hey.
Down the street holding hands?
Only if she would want to do that.
You gonna
you know
kiss
what I'm
in public?
I might say, come here, honey, give me a little peck. I ain't gonna sit there and get slobber down now on the street, Jay. Come on. Certain things
gonna,
keep it at home.
You gonna help her if she constipated?
You mean wipe her butt or throw a pamp on her or something like that? yeah, cause hey Jay, what if that happened with you? Wouldn't you want a woman to do that for you?
If somebody constipated, nah, you know, they don't need a pamper out because they constipated.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying, I was just joking when I said that, but what I'm saying is, if that was you, you would like for somebody to do for you what they gonna what you could do for them, right? So it's got to be
hell
a 50-50
yeah.
thing. Yeah, yeah. So
I'm gonna get married again at 75, Farce.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well, this time invite me
if
to the wedding.
If
man,
I live
I think,
to be 75, that's when I'm gonna get married again.
Well, make sure you invite me to this one. Last one you invited me to was like a shotgun wedding you had. I think you did City Hall, right? Didn't you do City Hall for that
Hell
one?
Hell no. Nah.
You didn't?
Nah. Not
oh,
the,
man,
the
I think
first
you showed
one,
me pictures.
The first one was a shotgun.
Oh,
the
yeah?
The second one was like the real thing, the real deal.
Oh, okay.
You know, the whole shebang. Grooms
the whole shebang,
and brides yeah. and maids and, you know, DJs and
money in the envelope.
You know.
Hey, money in the envelope. You got money in the envelope, right?
Oh yeah. Got a couple.
Yeah,
of
that's the best part. I tell people, listen, just you know, no gifts. You know, just take cash. Cash should do. Thank you, in the envelope.
Yeah.
People try to get you a toaster, cheap ass, catch it on sale at the 99-cent online store.
We want money. We want money. Definitely.
Hey, Jay, quick question. Where's Lola?
Go ahead.
She been missing in action, man. What's going on, man?
Who?
Lola.
Oh, Lola. I haven't heard from Lola in a while. I would like to hear from her and see what's going on with her online escapade. You know, she's the number one online woman dater. Like, I'm going to try to reach out to her and find out what's going on.
Yeah, I think she hooked up with Darnell.
Yeah, okay.
It'd be funny to go over there. Hey, it'd be funny to go over there and knock on Dre's door. Guess who opened up the door? And the neighbor Jay. It'd be Lola. I'm like, hi, Jay.
this my man Forrest. He got his own podcast on Saturday nights. Grown folks talking, express yourself. The same phone number. It's at 7 o'clock on Saturday. Tomorrow. What's your show about tomorrow?
We got the Great Space ladies on tomorrow night.
Oh, the ladies of Great Space. What they talking about again?
You know what? I saw it on. I forgot because Karen posted it on my Facebook page. I forgot. to be honest with you. Mm.
Well, I'm sure to be enlightening and entertaining.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they do research, yep.
Hold on, Forrest. 4785,
okay,
you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you was gone.
Mm-mm, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Pulling the all-nighter.
Yeah, I'm trying.
So
you know,
Forrest,
he was talking about holding hands if you want to. That's not a woman line. A man supposed to want to hold his woman hand, and he supposed to want to hold her hand in public. You know what I mean? That's a man thing. You don't ask a woman out in the street or somewhere, hold my hand, baby. No, that's the thing of love and affection. Throwing that hand out there and letting your baby hold your hand. Boys, get it together.
I agree, but you know what? I'm an affectionate man, but you know what? All right, take for instance, Miss, what's your name there? I'm sorry.
No, we don't have to do that.
Oh, well, you can't give me a stage name or something, Miss.
I'm not on stage.
Yeah. Oh, come on now. She's gonna get technical with every little thing. Now here you go. You're giving good advice. You got kudos coming from me, and I can't address you.
My name it's Lisa.
Miss Lisa, okay. There you go. See, I'm putting Miss in front of it. I'm giving
you
the
that,
respect.
I told you that. That angry black woman complex was about to come out.
Yeah, now I'm starting to, and
no,
I
that's just a joking. That's just joking. There's no anger came out on that.
No, I know it didn't. I was just going to say, and we didn't even go on our first date yet. She already angry.
Yeah, but we asked about a date last week. You said no.
Who's we?
The three of us, the three girls who's going to be with you.
Wait a minute. I only recall one young lady saying that she wanted to go out, and there's a reason why I couldn't go out with her. Tell her why, Jay.
No, she talking about when she said all three of us going to go out with you, and you said, no, I'm good with one at a time.
Right. So what's wrong with that, Miss Lisa? I'm going to give you all my attention. Now you want me to separate it? Want me to divvy it up with two other women?
I'm trying to help out all the women in the bottom of the barrel. I don't want to just come up on my own.
In the bottom
of
the barrel.
Ain't that what you said last week?
Uh-huh.
You said help people climb up out of the barrel, right?
Yeah, we talking about mentality with the crabs in the barrel thing now. You lost
me, Miss Lisa. Oh, that's still about meeting people. Look. If you got three women in front of you, you get to choose which one you want. That's the battle.
Miss Lisa, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
All of you ladies are queens, so I'm not going to try to put – I'm not even going to go there with that, all right, because I'm not going
to
favor one for the other two.
I don't want to be a queen. I'm good just the way I am.
Oh, so you don't want to be a queen. So what do you call yourself if you're not a queen? Because I'm a king.
I'm a young lady.
Well, of course, but I'm giving you a majestic title. I'm saying
no,
you are
okay.
a queen.
No,
okay,
that's
well,
okay.
Okay. Listen, that might have come through all them hard years of you working
only
them
person,
four jobs.
Only person supposed to call me a queen is whoever chooses to me, and he's a king. Now, if you want to choose me and you want to be my king, okay, but I can't be a queen by myself. I don't want to rule by myself.
No. Wait a minute. That makes sense.
Yes, that makes sense
when you're trying to. Wait a minute, Jay. You going yes. I agree with her.
Not against you.
Oh, okay. No. She's
not
right.
Not against you.
I'm proving
a point to me. I'll tell you the point when I'm done.
So my point, Miss Lisa, is that mm-hmm. I have always, in my 65 years, all right, well, I would say the last 20, I've always called black women queens, okay,
mm-hmm.
because that's what y'all are. And like I said, I'm not trying to rate one more than the other, but like I said, I mean, if it got to the point where if we had a meet-up for a date, just my preference, you know, I like to do the one-on-one, okay? Now, the three-on-one,
yeah.
you know, nah, that means I got to bring two of my friends along with me, okay?
Yeah, but
then
it's
we go
not,
eeny, meeny,
not,
miny, moe.
But it's not about see, that's another thing. Like, the three girls, if we come over or we have a date, it's not even sexual. It's just women having a nice time out and a man's company. Because I was telling the podcast host that we women of a certain age, we're being left out of the program. Like, men are not coming to us. And we're and like you said, queen. We're even better than the queen. We're marinated, or we're aged like wine. But guys that's your age don't even want to touch women our age or get acquainted. Well, we have so much wisdom and knowledge that
right.
you know what I mean? Like I said, I don't want a crown on top of my head. You know what I mean? I want somebody to get to know me and know all the knowledge that I acquired from all the years that God allowed me on this earth, or the things that we could talk about that we've seen and experienced as we walk through this life, this world called life. You know what I mean? Like, I understand what you're talking about as far as a queen, but I just want to be a normal person that lives, blessed to live on this earth and to see the things and touch people, or maybe help somebody out as I walk this way. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want my crown right now. But, you know, thank you for offering it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Forrest, you still there? You probably lost him. Then you done scared Forrest away.
Nah, he's coming back. You know what's funny though? I worked with an African lady, and I asked her. I said, "Did you come from a tribe with a king and a queen?" And she was like, "It's no kings or queens in Africa. That's a certain area that you live in." She said, "It's not like that. We say stuff, but we really don't really know about things unless you talk to people from other countries." That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to be a queen. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to be me. We all one of a kind. You know what I mean? I'm okay with myself.
You came out that bag fast as hell.
What bag?
You know you became what's the right word for that? You became a little complicated, Forrest probably gonna say. A little combative.
Oh, well, he has to be able to handle it. It's okay. As long as I'm not an angry black woman, it's good. Oh, but you was gonna
you was gonna
rebuttal what we said.
No, I wasn't going to rebuttal. I was just going to say the way you and him was talking to each other, that was proving like a little bit of the point I made earlier when I said that why black women so difficult. And the way you and him was talking to each other, it was kind of like, you know, making that a valid point a little bit, because it seemed like,
no,
you know.
No, the thing is that people like this, so not people, let me say it in the right way now. Sometimes we feel that when we get a title that it makes us different, but I don't want to live with a title. Like, I don't, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to be a queen. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, I want to be treated like one, but I don't want to be called.
Boss is back.
Yeah, you know what, hey, Miss Lisa, I want to apologize. I have a brother that's incarcerated, and I was just calling. You were talking. I didn't want to cut you off, so I apologize. You know,
no, that was
I'm
the
back,
most
yeah.
important thing you need to do right there. You did good.
Right. I'm glad. See, that's what I like about an older woman. You understand. See, that's what
now,
I'm talking about.
Now, we didn't have to
about.
Say older. See, now you almost run it out, but I'm going to hold it in.
The younger woman, you're younger than me.
Okay.
So,
you just say lady, young lady.
Lady, okay. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with saying woman?
See what I mean? See what I mean?
No, wait a minute. I want to hear what she's going to say to this one. Now you can't say woman. You know, what's okay, you want me known as a lady that's going. In fact, Hey, Jay, we're going to do Miss Lisa a favor. Punch up Lady by the Whispers.
We know. Hold on.
That'll mellow her. Hey, Jay, she's laughing. Wow.
I know. Hold on. 3-8-3-8-9-4, you live.
Hi, I'm here. I want to know why she has to be angry because she says she don't want to be a queen. Why, when we express ourselves, we're angry? She didn't sound angry to me. Why did you view that?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, sir.
Yeah, Jay, because I didn't say she was angry. You did.
Yeah,
no,
I think we're misunderstood a lot. It's not anger. It's just that Caucasian women and a lot of other women, they're taught not to speak how they feel or their mind. And when we do, we're labeled as angry. We just want you to know how we feel so you can love us right and we can love you right. I don't think it's anger. It's passion. Because we want our black men to love us. And I don't know. And then we get hurt a lot when we're younger. And then you're hurt too, men, and you don't want to admit it. So that affects you later. Now you're at the age where when you get older, you're more mature. You can handle a relationship, but you done been messed up all your younger years. So it's like now you're scared and you won't give that person who can love you a chance because you're both wise enough. People don't grow together or give the relationship a chance. They just check out. You have to work on it. I talk to a lot of older couples that have been married 60 years. It wasn't easy. They cheated on each other. They've done stuff, but they learned each other, and they stuck it out. And people, I feel like us as African Americans, we just check out. We don't want to go through the hurt and go through the pain. You don't know who you're marrying sometimes just because you were with them for a long time. You got to get to know
the person.
Right.
That's right.
I don't
think she's angry. Hey, 3-8-6-4.
I think men are angry because we express ourselves. You want us to be like the white women. Don't say nothing.
You really
came out here passionate. You know that?
Exactly.
You really jumped.
Because I'm sitting
really,
hearing that. They're like, you're
you really,
angry.
You
I'm not
hold
angry.
Hold up. You really came on this show passionate. You sure
that's
did.
Right.
You
I
did.
Love
you really,
black men.
You did.
I'm not
you
mad
didn't
at you
sound,
guys. I want you to get it right.
You didn't sound.
No, I ain't mad at you either.
You didn't sound like an angry black woman, and you didn't sound aggressive. You really sounded passionate just now.
I want to thank you for having my back, but you're right because we as black women. We are worst enemy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy that, you know, I had, you know, a person like you to stand up for me because we let a lot of things slide or we always, you know, talking about each other. But we should hold each other up high because, I'm glad what you said. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to be called the queen. You know what I'm saying? Because all my sisters are queens, but you know what I mean? But I don't have to tell you that. You know that already because we have had the hardest life than any other woman on this planet. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, right?
So we don't have to have a label saying we're a queen because we already know we're a queen because there's no way we could have made it to where we at now if we didn't, you know, if we wasn't strong black people. Like you said, white women always had their men to back them up. Other nationalities, they had their men to back them up in their countries. But black men, no, I don't even want to say nothing about black men. I'm good. I'm not going to go there.
Well, go ahead. Speak your mind, sister.
Yeah, we all have our issues. I just feel you got to get to know each other. And a lot of things white couples don't talk about. A black woman going to tell you, I'm not going to let my man look crazy. A white woman to just sit there looking crazy with him. I'm not going to rip him outside. But when we get in the house, it's like, babe, you know that wasn't right. But they don't want you to do that. They want you to shut up.
Can I ask
you
a question?
Shut up if you do right.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Have you ever been married?
No, I've never been married. You want me to tell you why?
No. I'm going to ask five questions right now. So you're not married. You never been married. How old are you?
I'm 49.
49. And you're African American, right?
I guess you could say that. A little bit of everything. But yeah, I'm African American. My dad is, so yeah.
When was the last time you was in a serious relationship?
Maybe 8 years ago. But since then, I've been off and on with that same person.
Oh, okay. Case closed.
I've been totally single for the last, I would say, 3 years.
See, everybody on this show is see, like, everybody is, I mean, they talking the good talk and everything, and they making sense, but everybody is single.
But I'll tell
me.
You why I'm single. You want me to tell you why? And see, you've been married twice.
I'm a widow, so
and you've been married twice, right, you said?
Yes.
Yes, and Jay Sean, you've been married twice, right?
Yes.
I wasn't mature enough to get married. Back then, I wasn't thinking about things like that because I wasn't taught that. I was taught to survive. I had my daughter young, and when I was in a relationship that I thought was serious, it was so much going on. I wasn't thinking about getting married. I was trying to get my mind right, his mind right. Now I'm at a point to where I would be a good wife. Back then, I wouldn't have been. I was selfish. I was immature. I wasn't responsible. I wouldn't have been able to hold a marriage together. I was trying to hold me and my baby down, my daughter. I had a daughter young. So, honestly, I wasn't thinking about that. But now I'm at a point in my life, I know I would be a good wife to somebody. I would make somebody happy, but I'm only going to give that to the person deserving
of that. What makes you think you would make somebody happy?
Because I'm happy. I'm happy with myself. So whoever is with me, I feel like if they're happy and they're together and they know they so we could go from here together. I know a lot more than I did then. I know me. Back then, I didn't know me. I didn't know what I wanted. I wasn't true to myself. Now, I can wholeheartedly say I am who I am, and I love me. So I would be able to love whoever I'm with. Before, I didn't know what love was. I don't feel love is a word. I don't even feel love should even be a word. Like, it's just a thing. Like, don't tell me you love me. Show me. So I don't believe in love, but I believe in treating somebody and caring about somebody and wholeheartedly being with someone. Love is something that people have distorted. Don't tell me you love me. Show me.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you about the word love. Not to cut you off, but mm-hmm. I think that when your kids are growing up, you should say, I love you. But when you become an adult, like you said, a man don't really have to say, I love you, baby, because if he's doing everything that he needs to do as a man, then that the word don't have to be said. But I think as children, I think as your children, it's a meaningful word because that child gets to learn what it means to be loved, and therefore when he grows up and as an adult, he can act like you said. He can give love because he know what it feels to be loved. You know what I mean? Because same like me, when I was growing up, it was never said to me, so I didn't really truly love myself. But it took years for me to realize that you can start learning to love yourself, and you don't have to hear the words. But as a kid, I think you should. I think your parents should tell you.
And see, for me, it was the opposite. As a kid, my mom didn't, like, that wasn't a word used with my family, but it was shown. Like, I knew wholeheartedly, my mother didn't say it. Like, it was hard for me to say it. If my aunts would come get me, even thank you, I would walk around the store because I knew they was going to expect me to say I love you to them. But that wasn't a word used, but I knew how to show it, but I didn't speak it. And I
no, but
say,
I mean, no, but I mean, my parents showed me love. I knew I was loved by them, but I'm saying it would have been nice to hear it.
Yeah, I agree
you know
with
what
that.
I mean, like, because we're more, you know, females are more by words. You know what I mean? So I'm, and probably guys too. But I'm saying, if I would have heard it, it would have been better. But I mean, like, it's no ifs, ands, or buts that I know that they did love me. But if they would have just loved, maybe, you know, more love themselves, they could have said it to us, and then it wouldn't have put me in a lot of places that I went through life. You know what I mean? Like you said, I was married twice. And
I was saying that to the man, to Jay Sean, because he said we were all single, and I was just saying, just because when you marry, sometimes you get married because you don't want to.
But
you
remember, some people that's married is single too, because they just married. They come home and they don't even got nothing going on between each other. They just come home, say a couple of words. Look, my second husband, I came home from working, said, oh, how was your day? I went in my room. He stayed in the living room. And then when he came to bed, and that's how we lived for 10 years until he, you know, until he passed away. But I'm saying, like, but I always wanted somebody I could talk to, have a good time, laugh or whatever, but I didn't get that. So, like you said, I didn't love myself, so obviously he didn't know how to show love either.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really wanna, I'm really not going to give him air time, so that's it for him.
You better stop. You
can't
give people air time. You're going to be an angry black woman. You better give that man some time.
Hold on.
Oh, no. He was really, like I say, I really don't like giving him airtime, but he was really, he was a very selfish man.
Who?
My last husband.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second. Hold on, everybody. Just give me 1 minute. Yeah. 9938.
Yo, this is Malai, man.
Hey, peace, brother. What's going on?
Peace, bro. Ain't nothing, family. You all right?
You sound tired.
Yeah, just woke up. Was at work. Crashed out.
Oh, we got a working man on the line.
Oh, wow. Yeah, just calling you, man. To reassert that
you
we
live on the air.
Oh, word. Okay. Peace, and greetings, everybody.
You calling from? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia. I'm calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And, this is Malai. Many may know me as Derek Hansford, D Hans, Malai, Minhaj. You know what I'm saying? But I grew up with Jay Sean. And I was calling in, really, I was calling him to contact him, let him know we're about to take off officially with a Point of Impact podcast that he directs and also produces. So we was calling in. But I hear the sister talking about her husband, ex-husband. I don't know what the it is. But
we were talking about, like, how old are you? How old are you, Malai?
I'm going to be 56 May 28th.
Wow. You married?
Listen, I'm going to tell you now.
Wait a minute. Damn. I said you married. You said, let me tell you.
I'm
you sound like that guy that said, let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, because, you know, sisters don't always, my situation, I'm Muslim. So, you know what I'm saying? Marriage to me is an institution of great importance, especially in the American African community, but most importantly in our society in general. And so, you know, I believe in the practice of polygamy. I believe in the practice of, you know, of men maintaining and securing and supporting women. And I believe that, you know, in the practice of every woman have an opportunity to have a husband.
Wait a minute. You slid right past that polygamy.
Nah, I didn't slide. I just was very direct. You know what I'm saying? I just
Hold up, because some of my listeners might, you know, they probably know, but I educate the ones that don't know. Tell us what polygamy means.
Well, polygamy is in Islam. I don't know about what the world, but in Islam, polygamy is the legislation by God of, you know, men being able to marry more than one wife. As in Islam, it's legislated that a man should marry up to four wives, no more than four, though you have, you know, cultural, you know, practices of polygamy where, you know, you may see some men marry more than four wives. And throughout the history, of course, as we know of, you know, the history of our prophets and messengers, many have married, you know, up to 100 and certain wives or those issues. But, you know what I'm saying, I just, you know, this is my belief and practice. I am married, but at the present moment, I only have one wife, and I'm grateful for her, and I honor her, respect her, and, you know, I'm grateful to have somebody in my life who's, you know, supportive and, you know, most importantly, my faith and my actualization of my practice of my religion, you know.
Are the marriages, do you all get married by the court, or only the first one is married by court, and then the rest you get married by religion?
In Islam, legislation-wise, as far as it goes, marrying by the court here in the United States, it's not really permissible, because if you marry a woman here in the States by the court, this is violating the legislation of the laws of man, right? So they can incarcerate you and things of that nature. But the greater harm is people. You know, people are human beings. And just think about the wisdom behind it. If you marry a woman in court here, and then you marry two other sisters, right? The woman who has all the rights over you, is according to United States or the courts, which oversee, you know, the country or whatever, the laws that provide to reside over the people. Of course, that woman, she has greater rights over you. So she can, you know, she can bring a lot of great harm. She can cause a lot of fitna if she decides that she just wants to be, you know, a trialsome person. You know, so we don't get a license. But if you decide as a Muslim man, Muslim woman, and you and your husband, y'all decide that, you know, your husband decides that this is, you're the woman that he wants, you know, polygamy is not something obligatory upon you. It's not obligatory. You know, as a Muslim man and woman, you don't, it's not obligatory upon you to have to marry more than one wife. It is something highly stressed. It is something that is highly favored, because you have so many women in the community who, you know, they outnumber the men. So if they're unable to marry, the wisdom behind it is that, you know, you will have women without support, without protectors. So therefore, you know, that's the basis behind it, you know.
No, but I could agree with that, because I don't know if you believe in the you know, the Bible that most people read besides the Quran. Back in the day, men did marry more than one wife, and like if a, like say you had a brother and wife died.
Who am I speaking with? Who am I speaking with?
I'm going to say it like this, 4785.
Okay. 4785. Okay.
Yeah,
I like
so,
that. Okay.
So, you know, like if a man back in the day, say like you had a brother, I mean you had a brother that was married and he died, you could take his wife and marry her and take care of her, like you said, because she needs to be taken care of. So, in a way, I'm not saying Muslim is the same, but
no, it's not.
It's not the same, but I'm saying like a similar situation because I don't have no problem with that, but it's just that women are so jealous of each other that it would cause a lot of problem. Like, say I'm cool, but maybe the one that you married already or you want to bring in is not cool, so it brings distinction into the relationship because both people have to be in accord with you bringing that other person in. Like I said, I always said that it's hard to share your mate, but people don't realize that they share their mate every day. Because
that's
most people
point.
Like you said,
that's a good point, sister, but the reality of it is that we as human beings, we naturally carry, in Islam, we call that hasid, jealousy. But there's praiseworthy jealousy. You know, there's a praiseworthy jealousy that we should attain to, where, you know, you look at your, you know, your sister, who is your, you should want the best for her. You should love the best for her. So what happens is, like, marriage or anything that you do, in order for it to be successful, it should be done for a greater purpose than your own desires. And that greater purpose for a Muslim is Allah, is God, you know, and pleasing Him. So the primary goal of marriage shouldn't be so much about your desire to attain, you know, all that you pleasure in this world, but it should be more in the essence of you striving to please Allah. Because you want to attain not only what is best in this life, but also the life of the hereafter. So when we're talking in that regard, that's what it is. And see, when you come from an aboriginal country, people like us, we're aboriginal people, but we've been taken out of our culture. So for us now, here in this Western society, with this so-called word independence, we've taken this thing on a whole nother level, not realizing that, you know, as human beings, men or women, we're never independent. So in the text of understanding independence, then we realize when we speak in that term, we're totally out of bounds. You know what I'm saying? As far as governing our lives and taking responsibility and accountability, sure, we're capable of doing this. But when a woman marries a man, it's a very important institution that needs to be implemented gravely here for American African people. And we have been so psychologically damaged. As I was just speaking last night to some people, we've been so psychologically damaged that we don't even understand how we have so greatly departed from our customs, our practice, our culture, and taking care of our family, our people. You understand? In Islam, Allah tells you chapter 4, verse 34, okay, and this verse is entitled The Woman, okay? In this verse, he says that men are the maintainers, providers, protectors, supporters of women. Now, in that verse, he doesn't just say women, but he says orphans as well, pertaining to the children as well. So it's not just, even if you were just a man's responsibility, whether the woman is married to you or not, you have a responsibility to aid her in maintenance and support. And we as a community here, we've gotten so far away from that. Like, we are so far away from understanding our responsibilities just in the community of community. You understand?
That's
so
why, like,
imagine,
I didn't, like,
go ahead, sis.
Like you were saying, I'm a widow. So, and I believe in what the Bible says, that you're supposed to take care of your widows and orphans. And I always told, like, my, you know, my brother that I'm very close to, I said, my in-laws never thought about me. Like, you know, people say they're Christian and they go to church and whatever, but that's one of the main things that God tell you, take care of your widows and orphans. Like, you can't sit and live your life and make sure everything is good with you, but your son is gone and he left someone behind and you not call try to check in on them or make sure they're okay. God believes in that. Or, I mean, you call him Allah, but, you know, I call him Jehovah, but I'm saying, but every little thing in life, you have to check yourself. You know what I mean?
That's
Because, like, my brother passed away, my oldest one, and my sister-in-law, I checked on her, you know what I mean, through her whole life. Until she passed away, because even though she was more, she was more, how you say it, she was more capable. She was a nurse. She could take care of herself, but I gave her what I could give her as another human being,
what I could offer her. That was the responsibility of the men of your family. You understand what I'm saying? Not in this. See, when you a man marries a woman, and he marries in polygamy, he should be able to. When he marries into polygamy, he should be able to provide sustenance for the women. He has a certain. He's a man that has a certain condition that he can not only. Most importantly, the first provision is of his knowledge in leadership, okay? His knowledge in leadership as a leader of faith. But then his attention, his affection to these women, you know, being able to be balanced in his affection and his attention, that comes first. Then comes the financial, because each woman doesn't have the same financial needs. And sustains. You understand? Like you just said, your sister-in-law, she was, you know, she has a occupation that pays her well, so she may not be in need financially, okay, of sustenance as the wife he may already have, or you know, she may be in need more than the wife he already has. You understand? But the greater attention to the support comes from the affection and the attention that must be given to the sisters on an equal balance, because this is where, you know, if I'm neglecting one wife emotionally and attentively, then that's going to cause a lot of friction. You understand? Because she's going to, you know, of course, her self-esteem, her self-confidence, all of these things are affected, you know, which brings about the jealousy and the envy and, you know, in the wrong manner. So, you know, this is where it first begins. But the issue of marriage in our community is something that we need to engage a lot more, because we practice fornication on a high level. I mean, I can remember when I was a youth, when I was a young man, and I was maybe, I don't know, middle school or a freshman in high school, and my parents or the adults knew that I was infatuated or in love with a young lady. First thing, boy, you know how many fish in this? You better stop worrying about falling in love right now and worry about venturing out. So right away, the seeds of fornication are being planted within our youth. We tell our daughters all the time, like, you know, girl, you don't need to be focusing on no one boy. You know how many boys you're going to meet in your life? Like, this is the wrong thing to be telling our children. This is the wrong thing to be telling our children, because we're encouraging fornication. We're encouraging them to practice, remove themselves from the institution of marriage, you see? And we don't even psychologically, we don't even realize it. We're just so uniformly practicing our slave mentality that we don't even realize, you know, we don't even realize how we're just diminishing our cultural balance in the future for our families to be, you know, nurtured and guided upon correctness in society. You know, we don't.
I don't want to disrespect women, you know, but for my age, I think that we as black women, we really truly don't realize the worth, how worthy we are. You know what I mean? Like we're worth going way out for, like.
Oh man, you're right.
We have to really stop. We have to really stop selling ourselves short.
Mm-hmm.
We need, you know, to get where we need to be, and I feel like I was one of them. Like, I didn't really know how highly I should have been to myself to get the things that I needed, and I don't mean physically. I mean just a respect from people, and it took me to be my age now to really know that I'm worthy. Like the lady was saying before you, once you love yourself, then you know you're worthy not to be praised, but to be treated as you should be treated as a lady, a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say I don't have to be a queen. I just want to be treated as a lady.
Why don't you deserve to be a queen? I haven't found my king.
See, I don't want to be treated as a queen
because you haven't found your king doesn't mean that you shouldn't be respected in the manner that you're recognized as someone.
But that's as a woman though, not as a queen, but as a woman.
No, but we see when we're using that term queen, right? We're just using it as a metaphor.
Oh, you're just throwing that out there, okay.
Right, as a metaphor. We're not saying, you know, to treat a woman in the manner of her being, especially American African women, I think it's so important, you know what I'm saying, that they be, you know, not reverenced in the way of, you know, a praise. In Islam, the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the praise and salutation of Allah be upon him, said, the one that is praised in this life, his, you know, the praise that you give him is this in this life. You understand what I'm saying? Or him or her, whoever. That's okay. You know, to recognize people in a stature that is respectful in reverence of their, you know, their worth, you know, and this is important. And in our community, we're trained mentally and psychologically to denigrate the people we should be honoring. You know what I mean? And it's on both sides of the track. Women do it to men, and men do it to women. You know what I'm saying? And it's totally you're right though. You know, but you should be looked upon as a queen, not so much in the sense of because you are. You know, it's just the metaphor. You know what I'm saying? And understanding that you are you're a mother, you're a sister, you're a daughter to someone, and you are the first teacher of our community, of our nation. You understand? Our children.
But you have to carry yourself that way. Now, like when I was a young
you don't
girl,
have to. Not to cut you off real quick, you don't have to carry yourself in a way to receive respect. Respect is something that you deserve, regardless of whether you're behaving in that manner or not. You deserve respect, okay? Let me be clear on that. You can be acting however disorderly you want, but if I'm a person of upright character, in honor, I should respect you irregardless. You see what I'm saying? The fruit of one's knowledge is in their character, sister. It's not in what they say or what they do. So if I'm a man and I'm a man that I claim of knowledge and understanding, then I would respect you irregardless of how you deem yourself. You see, I can't lift you up if I'm looking down.
Mirage.
Yeah.
How you feel about the abortion rights? The government.
Oh yeah, I heard about that today.
The government trying to ban all abortions in all 50 states.
They're making it a crime, right? Yeah, like you. Well, you know, I get that. I'm totally against abortion. But I can't speak to, you know, how a woman should feel when somebody's raped her or somebody has, you know, accosted her and violated her. I can't speak to that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I can imagine, you know, especially when you have incest and things of this nature going on, the psychological, I can't speak to that. I don't believe that anyone should have the right to take a life, you know, especially a life that has not violated them. You know, I believe in the Quran that, you know, the one who saves a life is as if he saved the life of the whole world, and the one who takes a life is as if he murdered the whole world. But I do understand, like, there's psychological effects that women go through when incest and rape and, you know, accosting of their privacy, you know, their, you know, I think that's a little steep. I understand that these things here in this country are, you know, it's based on, you know, politics and things of that nature. But I can't really speak to that. I don't try to speak to that because I can't, you know, I can't imagine someone being raped and then they find out that they're the person they've been raped by, they're pregnant, carrying that baby. That's a hard pill for a woman to carry sometimes.
And then they being forced to have it because abortions is banned, right?
Right. And then not only that, like a woman being raped by her father or her brother, or, you know what I'm saying? That's a serious situation.
Or even children. Even children, like girls 11 and 12, could start saying they want to have babies because they know they won't be forced to have abortions, you know?
He said, hold on.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, we don't got too much time left. We only got about 7 minutes. Forrest, you still there?
Yeah, that was a very, very interesting conversation.
Yeah.
And if you remember what I said earlier, Jay, when you asked the same question, me and that brother on the same page. But regardless of one's belief, ultimately the woman's going to make the decision. Unless for some outstanding belief, you know, like whether it be religious, spiritual, whatever the case may be, then, you know, she's going to have to make her own decision unless she's married. And then if she's married, hopefully her abortion is not on the table. She's going to have the child.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, here in this country, you know, that's one of the hypocritical things about this country. They talk about not murdering a child, but they murder innocent men and women in death sentences every year, you understand what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, these type of things, you know, when it comes to people and you're dealing with the times that these women are faced with, man, you know, I can't really speak to that, but a woman or a man who both entered into a situation open-minded, knowing that they possess the ability to produce a child, I absolutely feel like they have no right to take that life for that child. You know, that's just my that's just how I feel about that. You know, I'm a very, very sensitive person about life in general. When, you know, here in this like, especially right now, you know, we see so many youth dying. It's kind of crazy, you know. But and believe it or not, what you might think, many of us might think that the majority of minority black and brown women are the ones out doing, you know, aborting their children. It's actually the opposite. You know what I'm saying? see the opposite. The more privileged people are the ones out doing these crimes, you know, aborting their children.
Yeah, I heard that. I also heard that before. Everybody, pardon me for Malai. This is that's Malai.
Yeah,
he used to have his the Tuesday night podcast, The Point of Impact. He used to have his show every Tuesday. He just took a little hiatus off for a minute, and he's actually bringing his show back Sunday nights, I believe 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, and it's the same phone number. I believe
May,
he started
29,
he started
May 20.
Show back on the 29th.
Yeah.
And everybody, I want to let everybody know that don't forget tomorrow night, Saturday night, with the grown folks talk and express yourself, Forrest Nance show, same phone number, from 7 to 9. He got the Ladies of Grace coming on tomorrow night. Oh, don't forget Andre Williams podcast on Monday night, the Humble Life Experience. That's on at 8:30 on Monday. 8:30 on Monday night. I'm trying to see who got the TV on in the back. You got to mute your phone. You got to mute your phone. Mute your phone. We got Monday nights for Humble Life Radio. You know what I mean? And once again, I mean, I want to thank everybody, you know, the people that clicked on the links, the people that called in, whether you made a comment or whether you just listened. I still appreciate the support. I want to definitely thank the female callers, the calling and touch on the touchy subjects. Thank my man, my day one brother, for Malai D. Hands, for calling in and giving his intellect and experience and opinion on certain topics. I'm sure he made them understand and understood to a lot of people. And Forrest, like in-house, you know, he's always here supporting the show every Saturday night. We got about two more minutes, man. The show just keeps getting better and better.
I just like to say one thing, though.
Oh, go ahead. Nothing else about Queens. Nothing else about being a queen.
No, this is something else. No, I'm sorry. This is about something else. Whatever. But anyway, I want to say something about abortion. Women go through a lot, finding out they're pregnant and carrying a baby and giving birth to the baby and taking care of the baby. And it's good that guys want to make a decision about saying they don't believe in abortion. They feel that, whatever they feel. But, you know, I feel that it's a two-edged sword because, like, what about all the women decide they go ahead and have the baby, right? But the guy decides to go and make a life for himself and leave her and the baby, to the sidelines to bring up the child. You know what I mean? Like, nobody thinks about that. Nobody thinks about that woman that decided to have the baby. You know what I mean? Because they didn't kill it. Like y'all said, don't kill it. But then yet the men don't hang in there and take care of their baby and take care of the girl. You know what I mean? Like 1,000 men are on child support. Why? Why are they on child support? I mean, why would we even have child support? Like, if you don't care for abortion, why these men are not stepping up and taking care of what they need to take care of? And I'm not bashing anybody, but I'm just saying that people got to stop thinking about what women do to their bodies, because that woman has to be judged by what she did with her body. You know what I mean? And let me tell you something. A rape is bad, incest is bad, any type of pregnancy is bad, but it's that woman's choice to decide, do she want to do that? And I mean, a man should not be a part of that. We don't be a part of. Do you want to be raw, or do you want to? Do you want to put something on it? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because all you men want to say, oh, I like it raw, or you know, I gotta feel it. But yet, you want to tell us that we can't have no abortion though, because it's a living thing. Well, it can't be living without your shotgun. That's just the point I wanted to tell.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're about out of time. We definitely are out of time. I know that. Once again, I want to thank everybody who called in. I really look forward to the podcast every Friday. It really gives me great honor and a sense of you know, existence, not only like in front of the naked eye, but like behind this microphone. It really gives me it really helps give me a purpose coming out here talking to all the listeners. Me, Forrest, and Dre, Malai, because, I mean, you know, we really put a lot into this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's not like we just up here talking to be talking. We really try to teach and entertain, educate the listeners. And, I try to bring in the best topics I could bring in and discuss. A lot of times we touch on topics that people send me. But with that being said, we're about 2 minutes over. Malai, I'm going to call you, Malai. Don't forget to listen to Forrest Podcast tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, the same phone number. And for all the angry black women who called in here that fake like they wasn't angry.
Hey, Jay.
What's up?
Hey, Jay, tell Lisa to call me.
You got that. Yo, everybody, peace and blessings, everybody. Until next week. Everybody, stay safe. I really had a good time. Thanks, Malai. Thanks, Forrest. Until next week.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sipping beer. Switching up, holes with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then have to mistake is there. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, just
record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.